Ruth Gasson reporting on BBC Radio Northampton on the Northamptonshire Anti-Bullying Songwriting Competition on Thursday, the 3rd of March 2011.
Talk to you on Monday. Northamptonshire's second anti-bullying songwriting competition took place last night at Wicksteed Park. Finalists from schools around the county battled it out for the best songs containing a strong anti-bullying message. Our reporter Ruth Gasson was there.
John Bowman, who's one of the organisers for tonight's event. He's from a company called Notivate. John, can you tell me how you got involved in this project and what's it all about?
Well, Joe Wood from the County Council and I got together a couple of years ago now just to talk about a way of encouraging young people to write songs about bullying, to help with the anti-bullying campaign in the schools that Joe is running.
Right.
And also it could work well with the project that we're already running in schools called Notivate, which helps young people to kind of express how they feel about a particular issue through songs. And then they come and record it at the studio. So when Joe and I met, it kind of made the perfect mix, really, in that we got the chance to pull hundreds of young people together, all writing songs together about the same issue. And then based on last year's success, we thought we'd do it again.
Rachel's one of the judges here and she's also performing. Rachel, it's been a little while since I last saw you. It was at the Roadmender. A lot's happened since then. You've signed to Mercury Universal. And what's gone on since then?
We've basically just done everything at the same time. So the album's written now, but we spent a long time just getting it right because I just wanted it to be like really from me. And we've just written. I've done a lot of support gigs about Pixie Lott, Justin Bieber.
Were you pleased to be invited by John to come here tonight?
So pleased, yeah. I mean, bullying's such a big thing that I've needed in my life to fight against.
Talking to Joe Wood, who's the Anti-Bullying and Equalities Officer. So, Joe, what did you make of tonight's activities?
I thought it was absolutely amazing. As Paul said, the talent is absolutely incredible. And I think the thing that stayed with me throughout the evening, and it will stick with me for a long, long time, is the conversations I've had with head teachers, parents, who have said from a simple beginning of children, young people writing a song at home, in the playground, in a classroom, and then getting to this stage, to the final, and then being able to present it to the whole school, the message, the anti-bullying message, is reaching everyone in the school community through clubs, youth clubs. The message is just infiltrated to everyone, and that's the thing about music. The music gets the message through. So proud.
Vale Primary School with their song Magic 3. You also heard the girls from Rushden Community College with I'm Better Without You Now. They were the two winning songs at last night's anti-bullying songwriting competition, which took place at Wicksteed Park last night. Now, the battle to save the Penn Green Children's Centre